Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1. Russ Davis here. Welcome to another hour of Jazz America, the best of jazz past and present, and this week, conversation with the birthday boy, Chick Corea, who turns 74 years old on the 12th of June, and we're celebrating. But I want to begin this set of music here on Jazz America with music from another birthday boy. He has a lot in common with Chick Corea. They are both National Endowment for the Arts Jazz Masters. They are both great pianists, composers, band leaders, and they both have dabbled in various areas of making jazz music in the 20th century and beyond. He is Kenny Barron, who celebrates his 82nd birthday on the 9th of June. Kenny Barron, just like Chick Corea, began his career working in the all-acoustic, more traditional side of things, and certainly has carried that on in various small groups. He's worked in big group settings, and he's also dabbled in world music, making music with the Brazilian group Trio de Paz and others. Here's a taste of the music of Kenny Barron from his album Spirit Song. The song is The Pelican. Happy birthday, NEA Jazz Master Kenny Barron, from all of us enjoying VOA's Jazz America.
Dancing and all the
from 1972 and the first album ever known as Return to Forever. It was actually the title of the album, and it was billed as an album, a solo album by Chick Corea. It included the first group ever known as Return to Forever, Flora Purim, who you heard vocalizing on the song Some Time Ago. Along with Stanley Clark on the bass, Ayrton Moreira on the drums and percussion, and Joe Farrell on the flute and soprano sax, and of course, on electric piano, Chick Corea, who joins us again now to talk about how he chooses various artists to be in his many, many, many varied and different musical projects. Even the greatest classical composers, when they were going to present their latest work for whomever they were going to play it for, whatever small group, or maybe it was the king and the court and etc., they wanted to have the best players they could to make sure that it was presented in the best way they possibly could too. And that's a universal that carries over in every kind of music, and it certainly carries over in your projects and in your music. You were chosen by others to be part of their aggregation because they knew that you could do the job. They felt confident you could do the job, and you've done that same thing too in gathering people over the years. Some thoughts about gathering musicians in general and the standard that's been set from centuries ago.
I don't know. I guess a simple way to state it is that when I go to put a project together, put music together, or write something, usually, not all the time, but usually if it's for a project, if it's going to be real in the world, I don't usually do just solo piano. I do it occasionally just to practice in front of an audience. But really what I like to do is I like to make music with other guys or girls or whatever. And so that's always the first thing in my mind is like to find the musicians who I'd like to play with who will give me something too. It's like I find a guy like Steve just walked in. When I heard Steve play, I thought, I got to learn some of that stuff that Steve does. Mm-hmm. Best way to do that is hire him for a gig.
Mm-hmm.
And then we play together. So that's always like a kind of a hidden selfish intention that I have, which is I want to learn from these guys.
Mm.
And then it turns out good because then that's... That's Chris, too. Are you? Damn. Okay.
He's talking Steve Wilson and Christian McBride, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you here.
So that's how I put my projects together, is I choose the musician first. And
the
instrument second, usually, actually.
Okay, that's getting to a lot of what I want to cover here. And here's Chick Corea in one of those groups he's put together. In fact, his most recent Grammy Award-winning work, Trilogy. The trio with Christian McBride that you heard him mention earlier in our conversation, on the bass and on the drums, Brian Blade. Recorded live in Spain. Here's Chick Corea's composition, Fingerprints, on Jazz America from VOA 1. Chick's great composition, Fingerprints, with his latest group, the Chick Corea Trio, from the album Trilogy, the Grammy Award-winning work. 22 Grammy Awards he's gotten so far, and so many different groups he's been a part of and put together on his own. More than I have time to share with you, but I've got more conversation and more music by Chick Corea coming up in just a bit. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently, which reads as follows. I am John Mbugua from Kenya and am truly enjoying the music. It is so calm and serene, and I have fallen in love with jazz ever since I watched the movie Whiplash. I now know where to be every Saturday. Well, John, thank you so much. Spread the word of the joys of jazz, if you will. And now I want to give you a song as a gift. Thank you for being in touch and for listening every Saturday there in Kenya. Here's music from another great pianist who, like Chick Corea, celebrates her birthday on the 12th of June. From Detroit, Michigan, the great pianist Jerry Allen turns 58 on the 12th of June, and here's one of my favorite songs by her. I hope it'll be one of your favorites, too. Such power and grace and wonderful composition and playing in this song from the album entitled 21. The song is Feed the Fire. Happy birthday to the great pianist Jerry Allen.
Thank you. bailando mi ritmo caliente. Óyeme Armando, mi ritmo caliente.
He's such a spiced Italian, but it's plain his heart was from Spain. He's such a wild scallion for a braised cordero.
Yes, I'll be moving from dish to dish, hoping to fulfill her every wish, orchestrating the sweets all of our mother.
We served in his cafe at the Miracle Corner.
That night in Andalusia, taste of love alive in the air. Love diffused forever, Anna and Armando. Joyful and living from meal to meal, feasting on caresses and the real. Anna savored the sweets all of Armando,
who served in his cafe.
The miracle we
call love, call love, call love.
The miracle we
call love, call love, call love.
The miracle we
call love, call love, call love.
The song that Chick Corea wrote for his wonderful parents, who had such influence on him in a positive way. The song, The Story of Anna and Armando, Armando's Rumba. Interpretation by the wonderful four-person vocal group, the Manhattan Transfer, from their album, The Chick Corea Songbook. Yes, an entire album. Vocal presentations of Chick Corea compositions. This is Russ Davis, and happy 74th birthday, Chick Corea. I certainly have enjoyed hanging out with him over the years, including at the Chamber Music America Conference a couple of years ago. Had a full hour conversation in front of a studio audience with him. And here's more of that conversation, followed by more of his wonderful music here on VOA's Jazz America.
Okay, one last question or one thing to cover. You told me once that being in a band is just the ultimate situation for you. You really do love being in a band.
Yeah, for me, creating it with a group with other musicians is the fun. It doesn't get any better than that. Mm-hmm. It's the fun, and when you have the right bunch of guys together who love playing together and who are creating every night, that's it.
Mm. Does it just seem crazy to you that you've won all these awards? You've got, 55 Grammy nominations, more. You might win another one for your trophy case at the end of January. And, a gig turned into a career has turned into a legend. Did you have any idea that this something like this was going to happen to you?
I keep trying to figure out. I look at it, I say, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what attitude to take toward it. This weekend has been incredible because of the friendship that I'm surrounded with. That's the ultimate groove for me, you know. Mm. And better than any official award were the really warm things that the musicians were saying from stage last night. It was like brought tears to my eyes. Mm. So I don't know the awards. It's great.
Yeah, whatever. I know how humble you are, and I really appreciate all the time I've had to be able to spend with you to delve into your brain there and. It's not always comfortable to have somebody glorify the things you've done, but please accept it this weekend and any time it happens to you. It's heartfelt, the things that people have offered you, and thank you so much for your artistry over the years. Ladies and gentlemen, Armando Anthony Chick Corea.
Thanks for having us. It was fun.
Thank you, man. Great. Good to see you.
Thank you. Thanks, Russ.
Now let's go back to the beginning here at the end of this program with a song dedicated to his hometown, Chelsea, Massachusetts. It's the Chelsea Shuffle from the album Past, Present, and Futures with one of his wonderful trios, Chick Corea on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you. This is Kurt Rosenwinkel, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America. We'll be right back.
there's most certainly the modern side of jazz. That was guitarist Kurt Rosenwinkel from his album Hardcore with a song entitled Blue Line. And I wanted to play that for you first because it's the most inventive example of modern jazz, but also Kurt Rosenwinkel will be playing a number of performances at the upcoming Montreal Jazz Festival, 10 days in Quebec and Canada, beginning on the 26th of June. On the next edition of Jazz America, I'll give you conversation with some of the many artists who'll be performing with hundreds of shows, many of them free in Montreal. I'll give you conversation as well as lots of the music that'll be featured at the Montreal Jazz Festival. That's next week here on Jazz America. I hope you'll join me then.